Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Friday, November 8th. Interesting WASDE report released today at 11 o'clock. Actually, not quite at 11 o'clock when you clicked on the USDA website at 11 to take a look at the numbers. The message came up that the site was down for scheduled maintenance. So I will leave that out there with no further comment. But the numbers were released a few minutes later. A little bit friendly corn, where the funds happened to be short, about 130,000 contracts, and a little bit unfriendly in the beans, where the funds happened to be long, about 70,000 contracts. So it will be interesting to see what the funds do eventually with these reports, contrary to where they are holding their position. So we had December corn finish the day up 2 cents at 377 and a quarter. That's down 12 cents on the week. So maybe a lot of this baked into the cake here, and expecting a bearish number. We had a low today of 72.5 before the number was released, and then on that number we rallied over 11 cents to 83 and three quarters, back down almost a dime after that, and then came back a little bit to finish again 2 cents higher on the day. The numbers for the corn yield came in at 167 bushels per acre, down 1.5 from the October 168.4. Market was looking for maybe a little bit higher there. Harvested acres unchanged at 81.8 million. Market was looking for maybe 81.3, a slight cut, though that was a little bit unfriendly. And you had the production a little bit higher than expected, 13.661 billion bushels. Market was looking for 13.602, but still down from the 13.779 in the previous report. In carryouts, we had the corn carryout 1.910 billion bushels. Market was looking for about 1.8, so again about 100 million bushels higher than expected, but still about 19 million bushels lower than the last number. And maybe also a little bit friendly here was the world number. Market was looking for 299.5, down from 302.6 in million metric tons. We came in at 296 million metric tons. So again, all in all, a little bit friendly number there in the corn. But with the funds heavily short, market trying to get back above that 50-day moving average, coming in at about 379.5. Couldn't hold that, so we will have to see. With the next couple of months, no real news coming out until that January report, what the funds decide to do with that position, how comfortable they are staying with that short. Moving over to the wheat, we had December Chicago finished down 2.25 cents, 5.10 and a quarter, down 5 3/4 on the week. We had about a 12 cent range there from 505 to 517, finishing in the middle. Kansas City Dees finished down 3 1/4 cents at 421.5, about a 13 cent range there. Kansas City finished down 4.5 on the week, and your Minneapolis spring wheat finished down 0.25 cent at 518.5. Numbers for the wheat, we had carry out dropped from 1.043 billion bushels down to 1.014. A lot of that was on unharvested acres in the Northwest, most notably in North Dakota and Montana, cutting a little bit more than was expected. However, if you go to the world numbers, they were looking to see the world numbers dropped from 287.8 million metric tons. They were looking for a cut of 1 million metric tons down to 286.8, and instead it went up by 500,000 metric tons, 288.3. So that slight gain in the world number maybe kept a little bit of a lid on the wheat there. Cuts in Australia and Argentina due to drought this year in the world wheat situation were more than offset by better than expected increases in the EU and Russia. Taking a look at the soybeans, we had January finished down 5.5 cents at 931. That's down 5 3/4 cents on the week. Put in a low at 26.5 and a high at 38 3/4. Numbers for the beans, we had the yield come in at 46.9 bushels per acre. We were expecting a cut of a little bit down to 46.6, so that remained unchanged. Harvested acres unchanged at 75.6 million. They were also looking for a slight cut there. And what they did do with the beans is cut crush by about 15 million bushels. So the carryout in the U.S. went from 460 in October up to 475 on that crush. We were expecting a drop of about 30 million on maybe some reduced acreage and the reduced yield. But again, a little bit higher number than expected there in the beans, beans selling off. Taking a look at the world number in the beans was 95.2 million metric tons. Last month we were looking for a slight cut down to 95 even, and instead was raised up by 200,000 metric tons up to 95.4. So again, a little bit of a rise in the world numbers, a rise in the U.S. numbers. Funds long about 75,000 contracts in the beans. We will have to see again as this report was contrary to their position how much of an appetite they have to stay long here. Obviously looking for some type of deal with China to get those exports going again. In outside markets today, we had the dollar finishing up 21 points at 98.20. Crude oil up 30 cents a barrel at 57.44, and the stock market trading down about 50 points. So again, we've got markets still looking for a possibility of the USMCA, that trade deal with Mexico and Canada, hopefully to be signed next week. Also, it was announced that the second tranche of MFP payments would be going out. No further details on that, but all in all, again, we've got the markets going in the opposite direction of where the funds are positioned. We will see if this continues or how attached to these positions these funds are. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great weekend.